Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the obligation of those that are under those in authority to obey them, to obey those in authority in lawful matters, and the prohibition of obeying them in unlawful matters. So those that are the citizens, to obey the leaders in those matters that the leaders are obeying Shariat, and to disobey the leaders in those matters that the leaders are disobeying the laws of Allah Ta'ala, disobeying the laws of Shariat. So beautiful, the laws of Allah Ta'ala are ultimate. That is the ultimate constitution, the law, the Shariat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If those that are put in charge are conforming with those laws, then we have to obey them. But if their laws are such that they don't conform with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, then we disobey them even in their laws. Because there is no law that is above the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Today's hadith is a little bit of a long one. And here also we learn that muhaddisin, sometimes they look at a hadith, and if one part of the hadith ties up with the chapter that they bring, then also they bring the hadith, because of that one part of that hadith that ties up with the chapter that they are doing. So you'll see this hadith deals with a few matters, the signs of Qiyamah, what will happen, etc., who will be saved. But at the end of the hadith it explains, as far as obeying those that are in authority, how we should obey them. Here again, to reminder, that this is with an Islamic law, Islamic country, that the laws that are put in place, if those laws are Islamic, then we obey it. If they're not Islamic, obviously, we obey the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu narrates that we were once with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey and stopped at a place. Some of us began repairing our tents, some were competing with each other in shooting arrows, and some were seeing to the animals. Look what, how simple Sahaba were. They were all moving. Now they stopped at a place. Some were repairing the tents. Some were seeing to the animals. Some were practicing shooting arrows. What a beautiful scene. Simple Sahaba moving out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, tending to their needs themselves, doing their own menial cause, as we would say, chores, menial, doing it themselves, not depending on anyone else to do it for them. Anyway, the hadith goes on to say that we were doing these. Some were shooting arrows, some were seeing to the repairing the tents, some were seeing to the animals. When the announcer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced that Salah was ready to commence, they were busy in whatever they were doing. But when that announcement came that Salah is about to commence, immediately everyone left what they had to leave. So he said, so we gathered around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, Rasulullah sallallahu said that it was the responsibility of every messenger who came before me to direct his ummah towards that which he knew was good for them, and warn them against that which he knew was evil to them. Every Nabi came, he guided his people, this is what is good for you, this is what is harmful, I'm warning you about these things that are harmful. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say that the well-being of this ummah has been associated with the first of its adherents, while the latter part of this ummah will be afflicted by trials and matters which you dislike. So the well-being of the ummah is associated with the first part of the ummah. Ulama explained that it refers to the period of Sahaba, the Tabi'een and the Tabi'een. According to Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi, it refers to the period up till Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, when Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu anhu was murdered. Now all the trials and all the tests started coming to this ummah. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the well-being of this ummah has been associated with the first of its adherents, while the latter part of this ummah will be afflicted by trials and matters which you dislike. Tribulations will follow one another. Tribulations will come, there's a time that is coming, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the tribulations will follow one another, and each will seem worse than the one before it. A tribulation will come to a believer, and the believer will say that this will destroy me, and it will then be removed. Another tribulation will follow, and the believer will say that this one is the one. Whoever desires to be saved from Jahannam and admitted into Jannah should have his death come to him whilst he believes in Allah Ta'ala and the last day. And he treats people as he would like them to treat him. Now look at this part of this hadith. That in when there's fitnas, there's trials, there's tribulations, and a person wants that he must be entered into Jannah, he must be saved from Jahannam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a very, very easy prescription. Simple prescription but it's for something for us to bring in our lives. What is the prescription? Person should have firm iman in Allah Ta'ala, have the firm iman in the day of Qiyamah. Firm iman in Allah Ta'ala means in Allah Ta'ala and all those things that are associated with iman in Allah Ta'ala. For example, iman in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, iman in the malaika, iman in the books that Allah Ta'ala had sent down. So this is what is known as iman in Allah Ta'ala. And if iman in the last day, in other words, the day of Qiyamah, and this person treats people as he would like them to treat him. So this one extra quality this person has got is the way he conducts himself with people is how he would like people to conduct themselves with him. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then went on to say, this is the part that ties up with the chapter that we are doing. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever pledges allegiance to a leader by giving him the grasp of his hand and the essence of his heart should obey him as far as possible. If another person comes to usurp his leadership, then strike his neck. So as far as possible, you've taken bay'ah, allegiance. We explained this before, how it works in a Muslim country, in a Muslim land. Person takes allegiance as far as possible, even though there are administrative matters that are going against the person's wish, against the citizen's wish. There are administrative matters that are going against him. Even then, he should obey the leader. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the previous hadith we did, that even if the leader doesn't have any looks, he doesn't have any lineage, he's an Abyssinian slave, a black slave, whose head looks like a raisin. Even then also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that we should obey the leader. So much of emphasis is given to obey the leader. Obviously with the proviso that the leader himself is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here in this hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, if anyone is coming to snatch away that authority, snatch away that leadership, some type of coup that is about to take place of the person that is the Amirul Mu'mineen, what should you do as a citizen? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that if another person comes to usurp his leadership, then strike his neck. In other words, the citizens now mobilize and they attack those people that now want to take over the leadership of a person, obviously who's came into authority the right way, the correct way, and he's leading the correct way as far as the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See how beautiful Shariat is, how beautiful deen is. It shows everyone their responsibility as a leader, what his responsibility to the people are, the people, what their responsibilities to the leader are. So what happens is that it creates a system, it creates harmony, it creates a very, very peaceful society where there isn't this continuous rivalry for power, continuous rivalry to see who can be in authority. Why? There is a leader that is appointed, he is serving the people and he is doing what he needs to do, then the people in turn must give him their full allegiance, then you'll get a harmonious society. Islam has taught us so many things, not only how to use the toilet, how to make wudu, how to bath, even shows us how a government should be running, how the citizens should be respecting that particular leader. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.